Thanks for listening to the History Buff podcast with your resident history buff and Berlin tour guide, Arty. If you're enjoying the podcast and would like to see more History Buff content, then please do give us a follow on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Links are in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the only successful assassinations of a high-ranking Nazi during the Nazi era, codenamed Operation Anthropoid. The target of the assassination was a man called Reinhard Heydrich, one of the most powerful men in Nazi Germany. Once dubbed the Man with the Iron Heart by none other than Adolf Hitler himself, Heydrich earned a reputation for his ruthlessness and key role in orchestrating the Holocaust as the chief architect of the final solution to the Jewish question. Other nicknames for Heydrich were the Blonde Beast, Hangman Heydrich, and the Butcher of Prague. Through these nicknames, it's easy to see why an attempt was made on his life. Reinhard Heydrich was born on the 7th of March 1904 in Halle, Germany, to a cultured and musical family, and Heydrich became a highly skilled violinist. He faced bullying in school due to his high-pitched voice and rumored Jewish ancestry. At 16, he joined the anti-Semitic Freikorps, and by 18, he pursued a naval career for education and prestige. Heydrich was kicked out of the Navy in 1931 because of conduct unbecoming of a naval officer and gentleman. His fiancée, Lena von Osten, a committed Nazi Party member, advised him to join the party. In 1931, at 27, Heydrich heeded her advice, becoming a member of the Nazi Party and gaining entry into the SS, an exclusive group chosen solely based on race. Heinrich Himmler personally interviewed Heydrich and assigned him the task of creating an intelligence gathering unit, leading to the establishment of the SD, or SS Security Service. Heydrich's ascent within the SS was rapid, propelled by his relentless work ethic and the immediate success of the SD. He attained the rank of SS Major in December 1931 and rose to SS Colonel with full command over the SD by July 1932. Remarkably, before turning 30, he achieved the position of SS Brigadier General in March 1933. However, Heydrich faced challenges due to rumors suggesting Jewish ancestry stemming from his grandmother's remarriage, which contributed to discussions between Hitler and Himmler about potentially removing him from the SS. Despite these rumors, Heydrich's career continued on its upward trajectory, setting the stage for his infamous role in the Nazi regime. In April 1934, just over a year after the Nazis had come to power in Germany, Heinrich Himmler assumed leadership of the newly established secret police, the Gestapo, appointing Reinhard Heydrich as his deputy amid Nazi power struggles. In June 1934, Heydrich orchestrated the Night of the Long Knives, compiling a list of individuals, including senior SA officials, targeted for assassination, solidifying the SS's dominance over the SA. With Heydrich's rise, Germany experienced widespread terror as the SD and Gestapo, under his command, employed brutal tactics such as torture, murder, arrests, extortion, and blackmail to suppress perceived anti-Nazis. Heydrich's intimidating presence, evident even at rare official events, left powerful Nazis uneasy in his presence. In November 1937, Heydrich orchestrated the downfall of German army generals Werner von Blomberg and Werner von Fritsch, who opposed Hitler's long-term war plans. Heydrich used false attacks on their character to discredit and remove them, clearing the path for Hitler to assume the role of commander-in-chief of the German army. This strategic move further solidified Heydrich's influence within the Nazi hierarchy. Hitler's expansionist agenda began with Austria and Czechoslovakia, where Himmler and Heydrich covertly supported pro-Nazi groups. After annexing Austria in March 1938, Heydrich's SS rounded up anti-Nazis, harassed Jews, and established the Gestapo Office of Jewish Emigration, forcing Jews to surrender wealth for safe passage out of the Reich. Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass, in November 1938 led to mass arrests and concentration camp internment. Heydrich destabilized Czechoslovakia, leading to German occupation in March 1939. He then orchestrated a fake Polish attack to justify Germany's invasion in September 1939, which set off the Second World War. Heydrich then organized SS Special Action Groups to capture and execute Polish leaders, planning enslavement of the population. In occupied Poland, he confined over 2 million Jews to ghettos, resulting in mass deaths from starvation and disease. On the 31st of July 1941, Hitler instructed Hermann Göring to direct Heydrich to formulate the final solution to the Jewish question. Subsequently, on the 20th of January 1942, Heydrich orchestrated the Wannsee Conference in Berlin with 15 top Nazi officials, coordinating the extermination of approximately 11 million Jews in Europe and the Soviet Union. When all targeted groups were included alongside Jews, such as Soviet prisoners of war, Slavs, Roma, and Sinti, disabled people and others, the industrial-scale genocide carried out by the Nazis would go on to murder an estimated 17 to 19 million people. On the 27th of September 1941, Heydrich assumed the role of acting Reich Protector of the Czech lands of Bohemia and Moravia, initiating a month-long wave of terror. Lists of potential subversives were compiled and mass arrests and disappearances occurred. Heydrich declared martial law, putting 142 people to death within 5 days and arresting between 4,000 and 5,000 others. By February 1942, around 400 to 500 had been executed. Heydrich's reign of terror targeted the Czech intelligentsia, eliminating political leaders, educators, physicians, scientists, engineers, and lawyers, facilitating easier governance. Only 4% of Czech captives at Mauthausen-Gusen concentration camp survived the war, illustrating the severity of Heydrich's brutal rule. František Moravec, head of the Czech intelligence services, initiated the plan to assassinate Heydrich, a mission approved by Edvard Beneš, head of the Czechoslovak government in exile in Britain. Moravec personally briefed Brigadier Colin Gubbins, Director of Operations in the British Special Operations Executive, or SOE, who agreed to support the operation, limiting knowledge of its details to a select few within SOE. The operation, named Anthropoid, meaning having the form of a human in Greek and commonly used in zoology, was set in motion. Preparation for a critical operation commenced on the 20th of October 1941, as exiled Czech soldiers in Britain were selected for the mission. 24 promising individuals chosen by Moravec underwent SOE training in Arsaig, Scotland. On the 28th of October 1941, Warrant Officer Josef Gabczyk and Staff Sergeant Karel Svoboda were initially selected, but Svoboda's head injury during training led to his replacement by Jan Kubiš, causing delays. The soldiers, who had fled Czechoslovakia upon Nazi invasion, joined the Foreign Legion in France, fought bravely against the Germans, and later responded to President Beneš's call to join the exiled Czechoslovak Legion in England. The paratroopers underwent specialized training in Scotland in October 1941, covering grenade and bomb throwing, precise shooting, and proficiency with various weapons. Transferred to Station 17 at Brickendonbury Manor near London on the 20th of October 1941, they received diversionist training, learned to create explosive booby traps for trains, roadways, and homes. SOE Captain Pritchard guided them in handling special explosives with sensitive contact fuses, including modified anti-tank grenades. The training, spanning open and confined areas, prepared them for various circumstances they might encounter in the occupied region. Gabczyk and Kubiš, alongside 7 other soldiers from Czechoslovakia's army in exile in the UK, were flown to Czechoslovakia in 2 groups, Silver A and Silver B, each with a distinct mission. They departed RAF Tangmere on the 28th of December 1941 at 10 o'clock aboard a Halifax of number 138 Squadron RAF. Facing navigation issues, they landed near Nevidzi, east of Prague, deviating from the original plan to land near Pilsen. The paratroopers initially considered murdering Heydrich aboard a train or in a forest on his route to Prague. However, logistical challenges led them to a third plan: ambushing Heydrich's car at Kirchmeierowa and Wehrholeschowitschka streets, a location featuring a sharp right-hand turn below a school in Kobylisi. The decision was strategic, as they knew Heydrich's car would pass through this curve daily on its way to Prague Castle, with his chauffeur, SS Oberscharführer Johannes Klein, having to slow down significantly. In April 1942, Heydrich's relocation to a chateau in Panensky-Bryzhany provided additional options for his assassination. The paratroopers, including Yan Zelenka-Hajski, a teacher, former Krushnorsko Sokol group leader, and Czechoslovak intelligence service member, decided to ambush Heydrich's car at a curve, anticipating his daily route to Prague Castle. Zelenka-Hajski and his family played a crucial role in supporting the paratroopers, offering accommodation in their apartment at 18374 Biskupek Street in the Žižkov district, opposite František Moravec's apartment. Their unwavering support contributed significantly to the success of the assassination plans. On the morning of the 27th of May 1942, a pivotal moment unfolded on Kirchmeier Street in Prague. Heydrich was returning from his summer residence in Panensky-Bryzhany in a black Mercedes chauffeured by Klein. The vehicle displayed the red standard of the Reich Protector, and its license plate SS3 signalled Heydrich's presence. At 10:35 a.m, as the car braked in the sharp curve leading into Vyhorleshovichka Street, Josef Gabchik, one of the Czech paratroopers, attempted to shoot Heydrich with a Sten machine gun. However, the machine gun, concealed in Gabchik's briefcase, jammed as he tried to fire. Heydrich retaliated by stopping the driver and firing back with his sidearm. In a decisive moment, reminiscent of their SOE training, Jan Kubisch, the other paratrooper, threw a modified anti-tank bomb. Although the bomb did not directly hit the car, it exploded, sending shrapnel through the door and injuring both Heydrich and Kubisch. Heydrich sent his driver to chase Gabchik on foot, and they exchanged fire, with Gabchik managing to hit Klein in the leg below the knee. Gabchik and Kubisch then managed to flee the scene. Heydrich was taken to Bolovka Hospital, where his spleen was removed, and he underwent surgery to clean the wounds in his chest, left lung, and diaphragm. SS leader Heinrich Himmler instructed Dr. Karl Gebhardt to take over Heydrich's care in Prague. Despite a fever, Heydrich seemed to be getting better. Hitler's doctor, Theodor Morell, recommended a new antibacterial drug called sulfonamide, but Gebhardt was optimistic about Heydrich's recovery and didn't follow the suggestion. A week later, on the 4th of June, Heydrich died from sepsis due to the injuries he sustained from the explosion. Hitler ordered a full state funeral for Heydrich, which took place in Berlin on the 9th of June. The assassins had escaped and sought refuge first with the Moravec family and later finding sanctuary in the Orthodox Church of Saints Cyril and Methodius. Dr. Vladimir Petrek, a young priest at the church, took his sanctuary duties seriously and supported the fugitives, displaying courage and patriotism during this critical period. Despite a 1 million crown reward, not a single Czech citizen came forward with any information about the assassins. Nazis hinted at potential reprisals, and collaborationist Minister of Education Emanuel Moravec warned of dire consequences. Eventually, an amnesty offer led to one parachutist, Karol Czurda, to betray his comrades to the Gestapo and led them to the location of the Moravec family flat. When the Gestapo came, Marie Moravec, the mother, chose suicide, taking cyanide to avoid betraying others under interrogation. However, the 17-year-old son, Atta, was captured alive and brutally tortured by the Gestapo, who beat him, gave him alcohol, and, in his daze, showed him his mother's severed head in a fish tank. Having a total nervous breakdown, Atta disclosed that his mother had told him to seek help from the pastor of the Karol Boromejski Church if he ever faced serious trouble. This was the name of the cathedral when it had been under Catholic jurisdiction. The Nazis then quickly surrounded the building. Waffen-SS troops, led by SS-Gruppenführer Karl Fischer von Hohenfeld, besieged the church the following day, but failed to capture the resistance fighters alive. Despite Schröder's attempts to persuade surrender with assurances of safety, the paratroopers defiantly declared their Czech identity and refusal to surrender. In a two-hour gun battle, Adolf Opalka and Josef Bublik were killed, and Kubisch succumbed to injuries shortly after being found unconscious. Gabchik and three other paratroopers chose suicide in the crypt to evade relentless SS attacks. Armed only with pistols against the assailants' superior firepower, the resistance fighters valiantly held their ground. Post-battle, Czurda confirmed the identities of the fallen Czech heroes, including Kubisch and Gabchik. The SS report noted 5 wounded soldiers amongst their ranks. Father Vladimir Petrek, Father Václav Čikil, and theologian Jan Sonnevend from the church were arrested. Bishop Gorazd of Prague, the head of the Orthodox Church of Czechoslovakia, wrote to Himmler, taking full responsibility, leading to his arrest and trial for treason. All four men were executed at the Mauthausen concentration camp. Among the 288 executed was young widow and mother, Anna Malinova, who had hidden some of the seven parachutists before their final move. The list of those to be murdered extended to the parents, wives, and children of those directly involved. Father Vladimir had his marriage and daughter's birth records destroyed by a friend. Both his wife and daughter survived. So that was Operation Anthropoid. It led to the death of Reinhard Heydrich, a high-ranking Nazi, but came at a heavy cost, with many reprisals in Prague. However, in response to the assassination, Adolf Hitler ordered one of history's most notoriously horrific reprisals, where the entire Czech village of Lidice was annihilated, and its inhabitants either executed or sent to concentration camps. I will soon be releasing an entire episode on the Lidice massacre, but right now it is available as a bonus episode on the History Buff Patreon, along with other exciting bonus content such as video recordings of episodes and other bonus episodes. The link is in the show notes. I would also like to thank my friend Valerie Borashova for helping me with Czech pronunciation. Thanks very much for listening, and see you next time. Goodbye.